that he was the one that all this time had been purposely mind to mind transmitting it into my mind. And I also remembered him from before I was born. I realize this is hard for you to believe, but at least I'm telling you what I believe, and you're free to handle that reality any way you like. So I remembered this from before I was born, that we'd made this agreement, he would shoot it to me, and I'd do everything I could to manifest it. I'm functioning as a step-down transformer to recreate these patterns here on the physical dimension, so people hear a useful simulation of nature patterns, of harmonious patterns, perfection patterns, paradise patterns, music that's filled with patterns that are free of inharmony, and the emotions that are generated are a wild, amazing variety of only harmonious emotions, and many of them I call the higher octave emotions, meaning they're emotions with which we're already familiar, but higher octaves of it. And a simple example is joy. If you knock that up an octave, by the way, that means double the frequency. Joy, an octave higher, is ecstasy. An octave higher, it's rapture. And it just keeps going. So it's had an effect on me.
What do you think would be the impact of such beings getting in touch with lots of humans on this planet? What do you think it would do to our evolution and to humanity?
What it would do is accelerate the process of bringing paradise here on Earth. That's happening anyway, but the more people connect with that dimension, the sooner and more vividly and richly it happens. Now it's happening more and more. On the higher octaves of light, those beings are just looking for any possible opportunity to contact an earthling and relate to them, because it's so much to our advantage. But because of the divine law, the cosmic principle of non-interference, they will never move in unless invited. They say, yes, come. You know, without invitation, they can't do anything. Now, it's to their evolutionary advantage to serve, so they'll jump at any opportunity. There's no monopoly on the higher dimensions. They'll use any and every channel they can.
What is paradise music?
It's an earth reproduction of musical patterns that exist here and now on higher dimensions. Some people can hear it in their consciousness. Others can't hear it, but remember it when they hear it in physical dimension, like music, airwaves. They remember it because when you sleep at night, you leave your physical body, you go to higher dimensions, and you hear that music. When you re-enter your body and wake up, you forget it. But if you hear it again on the outside, it reminds you of it. Some people, they've heard my music, and not only does it remind them of higher dimensions, but it even makes them homesick for it, because in general, things tend to be much more harmonious there. So it is an earth transcription of music that exists on higher dimensions, which has quite a few characteristics, one of which is it's only harmonious. Another characteristic is there are many levels of sound, each of which is totally harmonious, and all of them interrelate only harmoniously. Another one is it doesn't bother with a lot of earthly concepts like only one melody at a time or two melodies at a time. They might have 60,000 melodies at a time. And also how much you hear depends on where your nervous system is at. For example, if you're an ascended master listening to it, you hear a certain amount. If you're an archangel, you might hear even more. You see? The floors of it go up all the way to infinity, so how much of it you hear depends on where you're at in your evolution. And it keeps expanding. Another quality of it is that thank you.
You're tuned in to the Healing Light Comfort Zone on Kaechang Radio. I'm your host tonight, Ian. Currently listening to Tangerine Dream off the Wavelength soundtrack. This is the campfire theme. Prior to that, we heard the Emerald Web off their last record from 1990. Manatee Dreams of Neptune, which is a record inspired by the photographs shot by the Voyager spacecraft of Neptune, as well as manatees. We're also getting a cosmic attunement reception tonight from Yasos. He'll be coming in and out, transmitting. We started off the set with a piece by Steve Roach from a 2003 release. It's a four-disc CD set. It's called Mystic Chords and Sacred Spaces. And that particular work was entitled Palace of Nectar. I'm really happy to join you tonight on the Healing Light Comfort Zone. This is my first show hosting. I was brought in by a few of the other hosts within the group. And I'm really vibing with what's going on here tonight. You're listening to Kaechang Radio. It's 16:30 a.m. KaechangRadio.org. Tonight we're broadcasting from Arcosanti, Arizona, and it's quite a nice evening. Any of you can throw on your AM/FM radio, walk outside and look at the stars, take a look at Mars, take a look at Saturn. We're going to go on and continue with a collaboration by Stellar Ohm Source and J.D. Emanuel. Christelle Gualdi, pardon me if I've mispronounced that, was one of the first people to bring J.D. Emanuel back into performing live. And this performance is in Austin, Texas, in February of 2010.
he is from. Now, a name doesn't really mean very much to most people, so it doesn't matter what his name is, but he's part of the spiritual hierarchy for this planet. He has many functions, and I feel honored that I'm working with him. Vissa is part of the fifth ray, the different spiritual qualities radiated on this planet. And the seven primary qualities, each of the different kind of spiritual energy, and they call it one of the seven rays. And Vissa is working on the fifth ray, related to the pituitary chakra and inner seeing, inner vision, which is related to why he's called Vista. And his female divine complement is called Crystal. When I'm feeling Vista, it's like this majestic being that's shooting these majestic concepts and images into my consciousness. And then Crystal, she gives me more emotional reinforcement and upliftment. Like she'll send me this tube of bubbles of giggling energy. That's it's hard to convey it. It's like a feeling from her heart to me. It's like a stream of bubbles that are just filled with crystal giggling energy, and it has the effect of brightening me up.
That's what you call the cosmic push?
No, the cosmic push is not related just to me in particular. That's something happening on a planetary level, where right now is a wild, amazing opportunity for accelerated spiritual growth. They want to bloom as many human souls as possible in a very short period of time, and so there's an amazing radiation of light, radiation of higher octaves, just to help accelerate man's awakening to his own divinity, which is why nowadays you find a lot of so-called straight people talking about God and divinity and religion that normally you would never think people like that would talk about it. Everybody's being affected by this push. I recently heard one of the astronauts talking at the Davis Whole Earth Festival, and it was really an experience because when I was tuning into him, where he was coming from was this very straight, logical, responsible background, taking responsibility, being totally grounded, and yet in his soul I could feel where he wanted to be coming from was a minister, you know, total divinity. Everyone is having that influence now, so the cosmic push is referring to the general spiritual influence radiated on all sides, everybody on the planet. Paradise is a frequency range. Just like boredom is low frequency, hatred is very low frequency, love is a nice high frequency, paradise is a super high frequency. And some people live there, and some people occasionally go there, some people don't know what you're talking about. So just a matter of revving up your aura, fine-tuning it and upshifting it, to where you're operating in those ranges. And the more people that are functioning on that level within, then the more paradise is manifested without. He's going to end up with the same thing that I started with in here. I'm just trying to generate paradise music and get it out there as precisely and vividly, realistically as I can. And all of these are just tools to help me manipulate sound in very subtle and flexible ways. And my flexibility, of course, is continually increasing because I'm completely channeling my attention in that direction.
Cosmos transmission. We preceded that, the new cassette by Everyday Loneliness.